灵修文光归于咱上帝，没有了 glory 及求得了后家。今天的圣经节是记载的约翰福音二十章第一节至第八节，我先用台语和日本来读。七日的头一日清早，天也未光，要带来的玛利亚到墓，看见石已经对墓散开，就行去就近西门彼得甲别的学生，就是耶稣所听迄、那个，甲因讲，有人将主伊刷出墓，阮毋知伊伫叨落。所以彼得甲迄个别的学生出去到墓，两人白白走。迄、那个别的学生走最头，比彼得较紧，大声到墓。阿罗看墓内，看见右底部第二底，独独无入去。西门彼得跟后去入墓，看见右底部迄个，都看见包头壳的棍，无加右底部做一位，是另外伫一所在更地。彼时，迄、那个先到墓的学生也入去，看见就信。
Today's scripture reading is found in John 20, 1 through 8. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along beside him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen laying there, as well as the cloth and that had been wrapped around Jesus' head, the cloth that was still lying in his place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Happy Resurrection Sunday.
各位兄弟，大家平安，各位节快乐。
Blessed to gather with you all early this beautiful Easter Sunday. And I'm looking forward to fellowshipping with you all afterwards while enjoying porridge. But first, we feast on the Word of God. In our Good Friday service, we remembered the crucifixion of Jesus.
在礼拜五晚受难的礼拜，咱纪念耶稣基督被钉死的过程。
We were reminded that our Almighty God willingly suffered on the cross to rescue and to communicate His love to us.
主啊，你的主上帝愿意承受苦难，拯救咱，将伊的疼赐予咱。
We learned that the crucifixion serves as a model of how we ought to love, to lay down our lives for others as Christ has laid down His life for us. For today, on this Easter Sunday, I will speak on the resurrection of Christ. I have divided this sermon into three parts. The first part is the fact of the resurrection. This is where we will consider the details of John's account and how it points to the historical fact of the resurrection of Jesus.
头一部分是格外属性，咱们属性属到约翰描写以及耶稣基督耶稣格外属性。
The second is the significance of the resurrection. This is where we will talk about why the resurrection of Jesus is important and central to our beliefs.
第二部分是格外意义，咱要分享为什么格外耶稣格外这么重要，为什么这是咱信仰的中心。
And the third part, responding to the resurrection, where I will talk about our appropriate responses to the Lord rising from the dead.
第三部分怎样回应主的格外，咱要怎样回应主对死的格外。
The fact of the resurrection, the significance of the resurrection.In our response to the resurrection.
各外属性，各外意义，你想回应主的各外。
Let's turn to the passage.
头一部分，咱来看圣经。
The first section of the passage introduces the three main characters of the story. We have Mary Magdalene, the Apostle Peter, and the Apostle John.
经文第一部分要介绍三位主要人物。
It is useful to keep in mind that the author of the account is John, and that he refers to himself as the disciple who Jesus loved throughout the whole book of John.
请记这段经文的作者是约翰，在经文中，他称呼自己是耶稣所听的门徒，这对咱真有帮助。
The first of the three to arrive on the scene was Mary.She got there so early that it was still dark outside.
三人其中第一个到底现场的是玛利亚，伊真早就到，天要是黑暗。
And upon her arrival at the tomb, she discovers an unusual situation. The stone that should have been covering the front of Jesus's tomb has been moved aside.
伊到底坟墓时发现一件真奇怪事，原本盖伫耶稣坟墓前的这石头，互人刷开了。
She infers from this strange situation that foul play of some sort was at hand, that the people who somehow removed the extremely large stone also were the ones who removed and took away Jesus' body.
根据这奇怪的情况，伊感觉有人刷开这大石头，一定是要将耶稣的身体来带走。
So what then does she do?
伊有什么款的反应？
Distressed, she takes off running.Trying to find anyone to share this news with.
伊感觉真苦恼，所以伊走去要找人分享这个消息。
She finds Peter and John and exclaims, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him."
等伊找着彼得甲约翰时，便呼叫讲，因将主对坟墓刷开了，唔知伫倒位。
Who's the they that Mary is referring to? Maybe grave robbers?Maybe religious leaders.
玛利亚所讲的因是什么人？有可能是偷坟墓的贼，也有可能是宗教领袖。
But whoever Mary had in mind in that moment, her biggest concern was the location of the Lord's body.
无论玛利亚想着什么人，伊上该关心的是耶稣的身体伫倒了。
And the urgency of the situation is successfully communicated.Peter and John take off running towards the gravesite.
这个紧急消息已经让彼得和约翰开始往那个墓园走去。
And we get this interesting detail in verse 4. John, who remember is the author of this account, makes it a point to state that he got there first.
咱在第四十章看到真趣味的描写，这本书作者约翰特别记载，伊是头一个到达坟墓的。
First, throughout the book of John, he refers to himself as the disciple that Jesus loved. Then here, he can't resist putting in writing that he outran the Apostle Peter in this foot race to the tomb.
首先，伊称家己是耶稣所听门徒，然后伊写来讲，伊走伫彼得的头前，这场走向这坟墓的比赛中，伊走赢了彼得。
Why include this detail?
为什么要讲这个细节呢？
Was it to say that somehow he was better than Peter in some way?
代表伫伊伫某一方面比彼得更加好吗
？Like he loved Jesus more, and so he was able to run faster.
亲像伊更加爱耶稣，所以走比彼得更紧吗
？No, that is ridiculous. In fact, when we look at verse 4 in the context with what follows, we see that John records.That it was Peter who first enters into the tomb.
不是安尼，实际上，咱 对第四章前后段的经节看，约翰记载彼得是头一个进入迄个坟墓的人。
Let's break down the sequence of events.
咱来看这个事件次序是怎样。
So in verse 4, John outruns Peter and reaches the destination first.
第四章约翰走比彼得较紧，但先到伫坟墓的所在。
Verse 5, John, without entering, peers into the tomb to see articles of burial clothes lying there.
第五章约翰无入去，只是往内面来看，看到包新鲜的幼袋布放伫迄个所在。
Verse 6, Peter is the one who enters into the tomb first. But why include these details? John ran faster, but Peter entered in first.
第六章彼得是头一个进入迄个坟墓的人，为什么要安尼记载呢？约翰走较紧，就是彼得大先进入迄个坟墓。
I guess a preacher could turn these details into some sort of lesson about which disciple we should imitate.
我咧想有一寡牧者可能会使用这经节来教导人，亲像咱着学习倒一位门徒共款。
Something like be like John and run faster for Jesus.
亲像你爱学习约翰走较紧的，为耶稣走较紧的。
Or be like Peter and don't stop until you find Jesus.
还是亲像彼得同款，你爱找耶稣，袂当停，爱找到底。
But these would not be good applications for this passage.
这拢毋是真好应用。
Why? Because the purpose of John including these details is to record a complete first-hand testimony of their arrival upon this empty tomb.
为什么？因为这是约翰记录这。这个目的是要记录因到坟墓头一手的完整的这个见证。
Remember, the author of this book is also a primary source for this event.
想想这个记录，这本书作者也是这个事件主要消息的来源。
He includes these facts here not to teach some sort of spiritual lesson, but simply because they are the facts.Details that John himself remembers from the history-defining morning.
这也描写这个事实，不是要做属灵的教导，只是要真简单记载有历史意义的清早所发生的代志。
And the same thing goes for the details regarding Jesus' burial garments.
有关包耶稣新鲜布，这些细节也是安尼。
Let's return to the passage.
咱得到圣经来看。
Verse 5 records that John sees from outside of the tomb strips of linen just lying there without a body.
第五章记载，约翰对坟墓外压了看坟墓内，看见幼袋布黑的，就是无尸体。
And in the middle of verse 6, after Peter barrels into the tomb, he also sees the strips of linen that are lying there.
在第六章中间，西门彼得对后头日暮看见幼袋布黑的。
But because Peter is inside, he also sees the cloth that has been wrapped around Jesus' head. Verse 7.
但是因为彼得的内面，伊去看见迄包耶稣头壳囡仔放伊个所在，伫第七章。
And another detail in verse 7, the head cloth and the linen strips are not together in the same place.
第七章够其他细节吗？包头壳的囡仔，甲包身躯的布是放伫无同的所在。
Why is this significant?
这有甚物重要意义
？So there's the cloth, and then there's the linen.
只要包头壳的囡仔，佮有包身躯的幼袋布。
Let's first talk about the linen.
咱先来讲这幼袋布。
During Jesus' time, the Jewish custom for preparing a body for burial.Was to use strips of linen and tightly wrap the corpse. So please envision like a mummy wrapped head all the way down to the toe.
在耶稣时代，犹太人为着埋葬尸体做准备方式，就是用幼袋布将这尸体给包好安，亲像像木乃伊共款，对头到脚完全拢包起来。
But then there's the second item used, a cloth that's used just for the face.So imagine a large handkerchief that covering the face, which is tied at the back of the head.
要第二件使用物品就是一块侧面的巾啊，这亲像一条大手巾啊，盖在伊面，然后下在伊头壳。
This face cloth is layered on top of the linen strips that are already covering his face.
这块面巾是铺在已经盖在面的右底部顶面。
So with all this background information, let us get back to the scene.
了解这背景以后，咱转到现场来看。
The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen.
面巾犹原放在原处，右底部跟右底部是分开的。
What this English NIV translation emphasizes is that the two things, the face cloth and the strips of linen, are apart and not in the same place.
NIV 的版本强调是这两项面巾跟右底部是分开的，无在同一个所在。
What's in the original Greek that the English translation fails to communicate very well is that the face cloth was actually folded very neatly.
希腊文原文的内容翻译无法度真好去传达这个信息，那个面巾是摆好在伊原本的所在。
That's what lying in its place is supposed to mean.
这就是放在伊的位置的意思。
So imagine yourself arriving to the tomb with Peter and John that morning.
想想伊刚早起，你甲彼得、约翰做伙到伫坟墓。
What you would see is a pile of linen strips on the ground.
你会看到一堆布放伫遐涂骹。
And also a single cloth folded neatly placed on its side, lying in its place.
佫有一块面巾布伫整齐折好，放伫一边，放伫伊的位置。
What are we supposed to make of all these details?
咱怎样来理解这点？
All these details is actually intended to serve as evidence for the reader.
所有这些事情都是为了让读的人做证据。
So let's now put on our first century detective hats and interpret all this evidence.
让咱带着第一世纪这侦探的帽子来解释这个证据。
According to the testimony of Mary Magdalene,Peter and John, the tomb that Jesus was laid in was empty that Sunday morning.
根据马太福音，玛利亚、彼得和约翰所见证的，礼拜日早起，放安放耶稣的坟墓是空的。
The stone blocking the entrance was moved with no body in sight.
早在那入口，那个石头是被刷开，没有看到尸体。
So what are your first thoughts?
你头一个想法是什么？
Probably the same as Mary's. Someone took the body.
可能就像玛利亚同款，有人将耶稣的身体给带走了。
But who? Maybe grave robbers. Maybe one of the powerful people that opposed Jesus when he was alive. I'm talking about the Pharisees or the other religious leaders.
是什么人？是偷坟墓的贼，也是遐些些反对耶稣有权势法利赛人，也是其他的宗教领袖。
But if this was the case.Why would anyone take the time to remove all the linen strips that tightly bound the corpse?
如果是安尼，为什么有人阁用时间伫遐拆迄个绑伫身躯的右底部呢？
Wouldn't it be quicker and easier to transport the body as it was?
伫遐将伊的尸体甲偷走，毋是较紧、较方便吗？
And why would anyone remove and neatly fold that face cloth?And place it nicely to the side.
为什么佮拆了迄个面巾布，然后整齐佮折好，放伫一边
？But let's recall another strange case as well, something that happened just a few weeks prior to that Easter Sunday.
咱来回想另外一件奇怪的事，伫佫偌济早起前几个礼拜发生的。
There was eyewitness accounts of a man by the name of Lazarus being raised by the dead.By none other than who? Jesus Christ.
有人亲目睭看见一个名叫耶稣的人，对死里个我，互伊个我，就是耶稣基督。
Could it be that after being crucified, that Jesus himself rose from the dead?
有可能耶稣被钉死个以后，家己对死里个我了。
And after rising from the dead, he removed himself the strips of linen and then neatly folded up.His face garment and place it to the side.
而且，伊对死里个我以后，拆了迄个右底布，佮将迄个面巾布整齐折好，放伫一边，然后行出迄个坟墓。
Today's passage goes to great lengths to testify to the fact of the empty tomb.
今仔日咱的所读圣经，再用经典记载来证明 康的分布的属性。
Especially in the details of the garments that were left behind.
特别是留了这服装的记载。
These forsaken grave clothes tell a story of someone who was simply borrowing them.
这被留落的布料描写一个人借用因的故事。
Like a person who used them like garments to simply sleep in, to be then taken off and laid aside come the morning.
亲像一个人穿着因的裙，早起时就脱掉放伫一边。
After Easter Sunday, in the 40 days between the resurrection of Jesus and the ascension of Jesus, he appears several times to his disciples and loved ones, as well as to the whole masses, numbering in the hundreds.
过偌济主日后，耶稣伫过偌上天的四十天以内，用门徒亲人才把这群众显现几落摆。
These post-resurrection appearances are recorded in the Gospels as well as the beginning of Acts and also in 1 Corinthians. But before any of those eyewitness accounts, it was the empty tomb that declared that Jesus has indeed risen from the dead.
不过在任何这见证人所描写以前，康的坟墓已经宣告耶稣对死里复活了。
Brothers and sisters, these are the facts of the empty tomb.
这就是康的坟墓的事实。
But what's the significance?
但是康的坟墓意义是什么？
To answer this question well, we must go back to something Jesus said all the way back in John chapter 2.
为了要好回答这个问题，咱转到约翰福音第二章耶稣所讲的话。
This is where Jesus clears the temple courts.
这是耶稣清洗圣殿的所在。
He is angry and he flips tables. He makes a whip and drives the money changers out of the temple courts.
伊按倒换钱的桌啊，伊做了一个比了，赶走这兑换银钱的人。
And after this dramatic series of events, the religious leaders asked Jesus, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this?"
这属于要宗教领袖们耶稣，你做这些代志用什么款的心量给阮看？
And this is his response.
耶稣是安尼回答的。
Verse 19, Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days." The leaders scoffed at Jesus' answer, stating that it took 46 years to build the temple. But Jesus wasn't talking about the physical building; he was referring to his own body.
十九岁，耶稣回答讲：“你拆毁这个殿，我三日要甲建立起来。”你想听了以后，乞笑耶稣，这座圣殿四十年里才起好。但是耶稣所讲的，不是这个实体建筑物，是讲伊的身躯。
The empty tomb is Jesus delivering on the sign that the Jewish leaders demanded.
空的坟墓是耶稣回答犹太领袖要求的记号。
Destroy this temple.Crucifixion on Friday, and I will raise it again in 3 days. Resurrection on Sunday. He got up and walked out of that grave.
犹太人要毁掉这个殿，就是耶稣在礼拜五要受难，但是伊会搁在三日后搁建造起来，就是礼拜二要搁我，伊要站起来，行出这个坟墓。
What is the significance of the empty tomb?
空的坟墓有什么意义？
That death itself has been defeated.
耶稣已经赢过死亡的权势。
And not just for himself.
不是为了伊家己。
Christ defeated death in a manner where anyone who believes in him will have the very same victory.
基督镇压死亡是为了今仔所相信伊的人都会得到同款的胜利。
The death of Christ is the means of life for this world.
基督的死亡是让全世界得到拯救。
This tomb was where the corpse of Jesus took on resurrected life.
这个坟墓是耶稣复活的所在。
Jesus explains in John 12 that unless the seed falls to the ground to die, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit.
约翰福音十二章耶稣讲：一粒芽无落地地里来死。就有完一粒那样，死就结实多多。
His death is the source of life for everyone.
基督的死是所有人生命的泉源。
The empty tomb is simply the first fruits The first among many who will be resurrected into newness of life.
看来分母是初世的根基，这是各国底下得到应许的人的头一回。
The restoration of all things had begun. The empty tomb declares that all people who believe in him shall be resurrected to life everlasting.
万民要得到定性的见证，看个分母，宣告既然相信耶稣的人会得到定头性的活命，直到永远。
Amen. How are we then to respond to the resurrection?
咱怎样回应主的话？
For some of you who are here, that is to believe and obey.
对在这几个人来讲，就是相信跟顺服。
Believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus and be saved.
相信耶稣对死的更我就得到救赎。
Obey by declaring your allegiance to Jesus through the act of baptism.
顺服，而且透过洗礼来宣告对主的忠心。
Some of you have heard the gospel of Jesus dozens of times already, but have not yet responded. Let this morning, today, be the day that you say yes to Jesus. Believe and receive this free gift of eternal life.
希望今天就是你接受耶稣救恩的日子，相信，而且接受这应许的怜悯。Then
take the first step of obedience by making a public confession of your faith.
就是说，踏出顺服的第一步，公开承认你的信仰。Baptism
is the outward expression of the inward reality that the believer has been united with Jesus, identifying with him in his death, burial, and resurrection.
这是信徒内心跟耶稣基督结连的一些外表的表现，认同耶稣，埋葬各话。Those
who have already confessed their sins, repented and believed upon Jesus should get baptized without delay.
现在已经认罪悔改，而且相信耶稣的人，应该马上接受洗礼。We'll
hold baptism classes these next couple of weeks. Please come talk to Pastor Chen or myself after service.
接下来来过了礼拜五洗礼课程，礼拜后欢迎你来找我，或是找我做回来谈。
But what about us who have already professed our faith in Jesus and who have already gotten baptized?
对那已经接受耶稣是主、受过洗礼的人来讲，咱怎样来回应？
The proper next step is then to become members of a church.
然后一步就是加入教会会员。
Jesus died not only to save individuals, but to create a people unto himself.
耶稣的死不但是为了拯救人，也要创造一个属于伊的百姓的所在。
When you are saved, you become a part of the body of Christ.
等你得救以后，你就是基督身躯的一部分。
You are responsible for building up the body of Christ.
你有责任做会建立基督身躯。
You read the Bible, commitment to a local church body is not optional.
应当委身于一间教会。
There will be membership classes the next couple of weeks. Please come talk to Pastor Chen or myself today to make arrangements.
接下来来几礼拜，咱有会员的课程，请今仔日后你会当找我，也是当牧师联络来安排时间。
Lastly, for those of us who are baptized and also are members, I encourage you with the words of the Apostle Paul. He says, "Walk in the Spirit."
最后，对着已经受洗，而且是当教会会员，我用使徒保罗的话互相来勉励，恁着照神来行。Brothers
and sisters, just like we cannot save ourselves, we also cannot transform ourselves.
兄弟姐妹，咱无法度拯救咱家己，也无法度改变咱家己。
It is the Holy Spirit who does the work of sanctification, transforming us into the image of Jesus.
圣神加了那个圣化工作，将咱捏造成做耶稣的模样。
It is the Holy Spirit's job to illuminate and to reveal Christ to us from moment to moment, allowing us to see Jesus more clearly.
圣神将基督思想，让咱来显明启示，让咱更加来明白伊。
It is then our job to then fully participate in this work that the Holy Spirit is already doing in us.
那在这里就是更加多参悟的信心已经在做的工作。
If you are a baptized believer, may you go forth and make yourself more available, more present to the work of the Holy Spirit.
如果你是受洗的信徒，我们你继续追求更加多参悟的信心的工作。
In prayer, in the study of the Word, in your day-to-day life, keep in step with the Spirit.
在祈祷、在学习圣经、在你的生活中，保持甲信心来同行。
The message of the empty tomb is clear.
卡勒坟墓表达信息已经清楚。
Christ is risen.
耶稣基督复活了。
This is the new covenant.
这是新的约。
This is restoration and newness of life.
这是活命恢复和重头戏。
And that all who call upon the Lord will be saved.
既然求过耶和华名的人，拢要得着救。
The empty tomb declares that death itself has been defeated.
空的坟墓宣告死亡已经被打败了。
And all of creation has been offered this new life.
一切受造拢要得着新的活命。
Brothers and sisters, this is more than just the fact of life.
各位兄弟，这不是生活的事实。
This is what gives life purpose and meaning.
这是修饰生命意义和目的。
Let's pray.
咱做回来祈祷。
Father God,
天顶阿爸爸上帝
，You are good, and Your goodness endures forever.
你是永生的上帝，你的慈爱永远地的。
You have saved us from death.
你救赎我们脱离死亡。
That though the wages of sin is death, You did not leave us to suffer what we deserve.
死亡罪结果是死，却是你予我们免得该受的刑罚。
You sent Your only Son to the cross, and His death cleanses us from our sins.
你将你的独生子钉在十字架顶，你的死洗净了我的罪。
His resurrection declares victory over death.
你的复活宣告已经赢过死亡的权势。
And now nothing can separate us from Your love.
现在无任何事物会当隔绝你对我的疼。
Thank You, Father, for the gift of eternal life. We live in the newness of life that Christ Jesus has won for us.
被上帝感谢你赐予我永远的活命，让我们会当在基督得胜的活命中过顶头新的生活。
Be glorified in our lives.
我们的荣光充满在我们的生活。
Be magnified here in East Valley.
在我们教会得到扩展。
And may this good news of the empty tomb reach to the ends of the earth.
我们看到坟墓这好消息。传遍到地极。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的圣名祈祷。
Amen. Amen.